Hello, this is Tamiko Faison, your host for Therapy Entrepreneurs and Leaders of Color, a podcast dedicated to therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color and supporting them in their space around the world. Today, I am doing my second monologue, and my focus is on a call to action, for social entrepreneurs. You may be asking, what exactly is a social entrepreneur? A social entrepreneur is an entrepreneur, a business owner, who has a business that focuses on having a social impact as well as making a profit. So it's not just about the Benjamins making the money, but it's also about having a social impact. I have a global vision to increase the number of occupational therapy entrepreneurs who become social entrepreneurs and are successful. Why is this important? I want to reflect for just a few minutes on the profession of occupational therapy and its role in entrepreneurship in the United States. From 2010 to 2015, the number of occupational therapists who identified themselves as entrepreneurs or self-employed dropped by 10%. And this is an interesting fact because in the mid-20th century, the number of occupational therapists who identified themselves as entrepreneurs was closer to 25%, and there was a projection that that would just would continue to increase. And although I don't have specific data regarding OTs and entrepreneurship in other countries, I do know from some research in a social policy class that I am taking at Boston University, as well as from conversations with other occupational therapists who are entrepreneurs and seek to make a social impact in other countries, that there is a need for more resources and support. And why is it important that we look at this problem? It is because we still have marginalized populations who can benefit from occupational therapy who are not getting services. We have people with mental health diagnoses and behavioral health settings. We have people in rural, underserved areas. We have people with chronic pain. We have people in different community-based settings, and they can benefit from OT, but they're not getting it. And there's not necessarily a job in place for an OT to go and work in those settings and actually get paid competitively. Okay, let's just think about this. You may have heard of therapists who have participated in innovative fieldwork settings, or actually you may be a therapist who did this, participated in this innovative fieldwork settings, maybe in a homeless shelter, for example, or did this innovative capstone project and identified a population that could really benefit from OT. But once there's a graduation or the fieldwork ends, it's over. You know, you learn about it, you think, oh, wow, OT could really make an impact here. But afterwards, there's no place to work. There's no job in place. And you got to eat, right? You got to pay bills. We all do. But I have a question for you. Do you feel that you are called to become a social entrepreneur? Think about that. And I want to do my first call to action. My first call to action is to make up your mind to look beyond the barriers if you feel that this is one of your callings. You know, to do an assessment on yourself about your priorities, your values, your strengths, your challenges, and then the barriers, and to look at goals and ways that you can overcome those barriers. Now, you may need to reach out to someone in doing this, but take some time to do some personal reflection. We use these exact same skills when we're working with our clients, right? But sometimes it's too easy to forget those skills when it comes to our own personal lives. And we encourage our clients to take reasonable risk-taking, you know? But are we taking reasonable risk? My second call to action is for successful entrepreneurs, successful social entrepreneurs who are also occupational therapists, to step up and ensure that you're supporting other aspiring social entrepreneurs. say, here I am, and I'm sharing what I am doing. As more social entrepreneurs come forward, I envision that there will be more opportunities to network with one another, learn from each other, and support each other. Okay, so by the way, have you seen Robin Baker, founder of Go Therapy? She was a guest on this podcast earlier this year in February. She founded, co-founded a nonprofit in Ghana, the first outpatient stroke clinic. She has been featured for the second time by Forbes. She stepped up. She focused on social impact and passion. She understands the need to have financial sustainability, and she's been featured, and her story inspires other social entrepreneurs. I know when people see her, they say, hey, if she's doing this, I can do it too. Would it not be cool to have a global association for OT social entrepreneurs? As a social entrepreneur myself, I see myself as a change agent, as well as all other social entrepreneurs like Robin Baker, that we can help support occupational justice through entrepreneurial endeavors. I believe that is a fact, and I encourage you as an agent of change to let your work be known and to lead in this space for others to follow. I also challenge you to connect with other social entrepreneurs locally through your professional associations. If we start locally, we can grow to a national and then a global network, which is part of my vision. So one of the things that's on my agenda for this year is to restart the entrepreneurship special interest section in our state association. We made some progress years ago, and then that SIS just sort of fizzled. But I want to reignite that, and I really want to challenge you all to step up and reach out and get involved in your professional associations and lead and encourage and inspire others. As I make progress in my efforts to reignite that SIS, as well as to lead in this space, I will share, and I hope that you will do the same. This is Tamiko Faison, encouraging more occupational therapists to become social entrepreneurs. I'm signing off. Until next time.